Now, one of the questions that's been brought sharply into focus by the referendum campaign is what would happen along the border with England if the yes vote carries the day? Will travellers on the London to Edinburgh line need their passports? And what about the people who live on the border between England and Scotland, who have their own distinct identity? Our reporter David Rhodes has been spending time with those who define themselves as borderers.
Long Town Sheep Mart sits in England. In northern Cumbria, to be precise, this is Europe's largest sheep mart, and there are farmers from all over the north of England and southern Scotland here today. And Archie Hamilton is overseeing proceedings.
We reckon today we'll have between 6,000 and 7,000 sheep for sale today. You're 2 miles from the Scottish borders and you're in the north of England. Two largest agricultural areas in the country almost, and I mean our customer base will be 50-50.
For those that live in this part of northern England, Scotland is not a different country. It's a place simply with a different postcode. This is a community that straddles the border, and for Archie, who by the way is a Scot, he along with many others see themselves as having their own unique identity.
Yeah, they see themselves as borderers. You never hear too much chat around about this area about being Scottish or English. Just everybody gets on with everybody. They all treat each other much the same.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Lanark.
And do you travel across the border on a regular basis?
Yeah, I travel across the border every day to work and back home again, so I'm very concerned that I might need a passport to do that.
Can I get a tea?
Will you like a bacon sandwich?
In Longtown's canteen, there's one topic of discussion that dominates the farmer's breakfast. Trevor Hebden is the chief executive of the Longtown Sheep Mart.
I mean, there's been a huge debate about currency. I think there's been too much debate about currency only. It'll be very interesting to see if there was a yes vote, what sort of currency we would have to deal with across the border as we continue to trade.
But Trevor says if Scotland was to vote yes, the borderers that exist in this region would still want to ensure their way of life continues.
I think you find there's a huge affinity between people north of the border and south of the border. So we run along here from Cumbria into Northumberland. I think you might find that the border region, as borderers, remain as closely knit and as together as they possibly can, despite whatever is thrown at them.
Along the border, and just on the other side of the River Tweed, sits Coldstream.
Jackie!
In the town centre, there's a collection of independent shops that are proud of their Scottish history.
This is actually the oldest shop of its kind in the world. It's established in 1830. We sell nothing now but pet foods and animal-related products, and it was here that sheep dip was invented.
Rob Smith, who runs this shop, agrees that there is a borders community, but for him, that doesn't take anything away from the town's Scottish identity.
It is a true border community. It's the first true border town in Scotland, very, very Scottish. And there's a distinct difference from the other side of the Tweed, which is only just a stone's throw away, but we're very Scottish.
His assistant Jackie is from London, a proud Cockney who lives in Cornhill and crosses into Scotland every day to get to work.
There are grey areas because people don't understand actually where we are, where the line is drawn as to where England and Scotland actually is. That is a difficult one.
A ComRes poll conducted last week in the south of Scotland found that over 65% of people in the region plan to vote no. The local SNP councillor for Coldstream is Donald Moffat.
There are people voting yes round about here. I would think that, you know, even in the borders in this area that I represent, we might get 30 to 40% of the vote for yes.
The south of Scotland has always voted against the idea of further separation from England. This region voted against devolution in 1979 and 1997, and the issues of potentially having different currencies and border checks do concern many.
It's all scare tactics. I think in reality, when the dust settles, then we'll have to sit down and start getting on again and decide that, right, it's in the best of interests in Scotland and England to have, you know, a free border, the same as what you have between France and Spain or, you know, France and Germany. We have boundaries in Europe where different people go back and forth without a problem, so why should it all of a sudden be a problem for people in Coldstream to go and shop in Berwick?
Back on the high street, and as we've heard, people on both sides of the border share a collective identity. They are borderers. But the outcome of this referendum could change for some what that phrase currently means. For shop owners like Rob Smith, though, there are certain aspects of this region's way of life that will never change.
Because we're borderers, we're the forgotten lands. We're between England, we're between Scotland, we're forgotten by Scotland, we're forgotten by England.
That report by David Rhodes.